The plan would adjust per-pupil spending by changing the funding formulas that feed into local school districts. House leaders hope those changes would result in an additional $2.2 to $3 billion for schools. Representative Jimmy Don Acock, who authored the bill, led a group of lawmakers tasked with examining the issue of school finance in 2014.
It became apparent that some of our factors that drive huge amounts of money are antiquated. Some of those things have been in place for many, many years without justification.
Acock says the House cannot sit and wait for the Texas Supreme Court to rule on a lawsuit where a Travis County District Judge labeled the state's current funding formula as unconstitutional. But he admits, under his plan, not every school district will immediately benefit.
Some districts will gain, some districts will gain more, and some districts will lose, as I said. As we work through this process, we will try real hard to limit the losses so that there's very minimal suffering of anybody.
It's a plan that has the support of San Antonio Democratic Representative Rick Galindo. He represents some of the school districts that have filed the lawsuit challenging the state school finance system.
My wife is a public school teacher for Northside Independent School District in San Antonio, and this is for them also, and it's very important that we get this going.
House budget writers say that it would not affect a bill promising billions of dollars in tax cuts. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.